morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. This is Tom Capone, Executive Director of the NYDLA. And today we have with us Jeremy Snepper from the New York Code and Design Academy. Right from their website, our graduates are working at top-tier tech companies, Google, WebMD, The Huffington Post, Hearst, Warner Brothers. The New York Code and Design Academy offers day and evening classes in web and mobile app development for beginners and experienced developers. Workshops include HTML, CSS, JavaScript, Ruby, iOS, and more, and advanced courses in AngularJS and Go. Learn here, code anywhere, beginners, advanced classes. Why would you not do this? Jeremy, welcome to Coffee in the Clouds.
Good morning, Tom. Great to be with you.
Let's get right into it. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your role at the New York Code and Design Academy.
Well, you know, I started the New York Code and Design Academy about 3 years ago. Just basically identified a need in the market for people who knew how to code. And decided to launch a school that did just that. So here at the Code and Design Academy, we focus on teaching people the skills they need to work as software developers.
I see. Very good. Well, it's certainly timely in today's world. Tell us a little bit more about the history, you know, how and when it started, you know, growing the company and its offerings. Go into more detail.
Sure. So, you know, prior to launching the New York Code and Design Academy, I was working as an investment banker at a firm called Mesa. And what we did was we helped early-stage startups raise capital so they could, you know, expand their operations. And I would sit down with the CEO or the CTO and build out a financial model that, you know, for them, projecting out, you know, their future revenues and growth models. And it seemed like in order for these companies to get where they needed to go, they needed to hire a bunch of software developers. But in conversations with them, we realized that they were having a lot of trouble recruiting these developers. So I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we created a school that cut out all of the theory, cut out all of the, you know, classes that aren't really relevant to a career, and just focused on a particular set of skills, in this case, software development. And that's what we did.
Wow. So if we were going to boil it down to just one sentence, and we would say, what is the problem that you saw the New York Code and Design Academy solving? How would you encapsulate that one sentence?
There's a massive imbalance between the supply of software developers being produced by our nation's universities and the demand for developers in our nation's startups and companies.
Very good. Go ahead.
And so the New York Code and Design Academy was effectively started to fill that supply and demand imbalance.
I see. So what you're describing, can this solution be applied to other industries and other products?
Yeah, it can be. You know, really what we're doing is we're teaching a set of technical skills. So any industry that is based on technical skills, whether it's filmmaking, whether it's investment banking and the concept of building financial models, those skills can be taught. Now, there's a lot of other soft skills that we teach here, you know, how to navigate the interview process, how to whiteboard out a problem, how to, how to interact with teams. You know, so there are some additional things that we do teach here, but the real focus is, the core technical skills that one needs to either build websites or applications.
I see. Now, there's a major buzzword in the world right now, disruptive. Tell me what disruptive means to you.
Well, disruptive just means to me approaching a problem in a different way. For example, we have the best education system in the world here in the United States. However, some of our graduates are going for liberal arts degrees, and they're coming out without a real concrete set of skills that will help them get a job, which is really what it's all about, getting that first job, which is going to help you launch your career. You know, People want to be passionate about what they're working for, you know, what they're working on, who they're working for. And what we're trying to do is give people the tools so they can go work at that startup that's going to help them change the world. So when we say we're disrupting education, what we're doing is we're really cutting out all of the filler, the philosophy classes, even the econ classes to some extent. Not to say that those aren't relevant. And I might add that most of our students do come to us with bachelor's degrees, so they've already studied that. What they're doing is they're coming to us to learn a specific skill set in order to get that job, you know, and build a career upon that.
I see. So if we were going to be more specific and say, how does this disrupt a traditional college education? Speak to that.
Well, what we're trying to do is prepare people for the, you know, for the modern 21st century digital workforce. And we're doing that in a short amount of time. And, you know, comparatively to a, you know, $40,000 a year college degree, for a lot less money.
Okay. So there's savings. There's financial savings. Like if a student was contemplating getting a traditional degree in computer science, you know, how much of a savings could they potentially see compared to a traditional college?
Well, if you were to go to, you know, an MIT, for example, to study computer science, you know, you could be paying upwards of $30,000, $40,000 a year just on tuition alone. So a four-year degree, that's going to be $160,000 right there. Even as, you know, a top-quality state school like Rutgers, you're still going to be spending upwards to, you know, $60,000, $75,000 for a four-year college degree in computer science. And, you know, a computer science degree, which is what we found originally, is not necessarily enough to get you a job as a programmer. A lot of it's theory-based. A lot of it's, you know, understanding how algorithms work. All very important stuff. But when you get to that position and they say, build me a landing page or write me a script that can pull data from our database, computer science degrees are not teaching you that. Our programs will.
I see. What I'm hearing on this call is really 21st century skills. How do you see this impacting the job industry and you know, human resources and you know, job placement companies?
Well, you know, I think it's all positive. You know, everyone is looking for skilled talent, whether it's companies or placement companies, whomever. They're looking for, you know, human capital talent with real skills, and that's what we're providing. So I think we're actually solving the problems of a lot of companies and a lot of placement services.
Okay. Now, I know your main office, your main headquarters is in New York City, but you're expanding really on a global basis. How does what you're doing go beyond a traditional classroom?
Well, right now we're offering, you know, what we informally call the 360-degree experience. So not only can you come into class and study with us, but our students are following up their sort of in-class lectures with online learning through our Panopto lecture capture system. They're communicating 24/7 in real time with all of our different campuses through our communications channel. So it's really interesting how you have campuses, you know, we have campuses in Philadelphia, New York, and Amsterdam, and you have the students from, we also teach in Syracuse, but we also have all of these students who are communicating in real time with each other, you know, communicating with their instructors, communicating with their TAs. Everyone's helping each other out, answering questions and brainstorming and working on projects together. So it's really been incredible to see this community evolve around the school.
Now, when you launched and you're obviously up and running and very successful, what has been the public reaction, you know, to learning about the New York Code and Design Academy?
Well, I think the reaction's generally been pretty positive. Again, you know, we're trying to fulfill a need in the marketplace for more skilled developers. And, you know, whether it's the employers or our students, people, you know, we seem to be really fulfilling a need. Of course, at first, when I had the idea to launch the Code and Design Academy, there was a select group of people who, mostly some CTOs of mine, some clients, who didn't think it was possible. And, it was really sort of gaining their input and insight to understand why they didn't think it was possible to do what we're doing that really helped us build the idea and really flesh out the idea to make it something interesting.
So now that you're up and running and successful, do you see the education industry reacting to your model, and are you seeing any changes in the industry?
I think so. We're seeing some universities who are interested in partnering with us to deliver our, to deliver our programs to their students. So we have a number of partnerships in the works, and some that we're already executing on. And I just think we're going to see a return to more skills-based education over the next, 10, 20 years.
Okay. So let's talk success, and let's talk challenges. What would be some examples of big success, as you broke into the industry? And give us some examples of some challenges that you faced.
Sure. We have a number of talented students who come to us, and, their success is really our success. We have students like, let's call him Nick, who, went to an Ivy League school, was working at an investment bank, decided he didn't want to do that, so he came to study with us, spent 12 weeks in our web development intensive class, graduated, and then went on to get a great job at a hot startup in the wedding space. Stories like that are always great, but, the stories I love are stories like, a student, I'll call him William. William never went to college. He was working a data entry job at the Department of Education, two young children that he wanted to provide a better life for. So he came and took also the same web development intensive class. And, now he graduated, moved his family down to Florida, where he took a job as a full-stack web developer, and basically put himself on a whole separate career track. So, those are the stories that I really like, the stories where we're taking someone without sort of the traditional pedigree and being able to give them a set of skills that they can use to provide a better life for their family.
Now, how about you yourself? What about, do you have any personal experiences or stories that you can share about your time and your life with New York Code and Design Academy?
Well, the life of a startup founder is always challenging. It's just the company becomes your baby, and every day is a new challenge. Whether it's dealing with the Department of Buildings when you're trying to build out your space, to dealing with the regulators at New York State, who we have to report to. So there's always challenges that are coming up. Students. Instructors. I mean, when you have a school that has, there's probably about 300, 400 students studying with us right now. Everyone's a person. Everyone has their own trials and tribulations and things going on in their life. And, it's my responsibility to help navigate that and make sure that they're getting the best experience possible.
Okay, here's the $64 question for you. If you were going to mentor someone, if you had someone under your wing, what lesson could you give them? What lesson could you impart from your experience if they were trying to, do a similar startup or do something similar to what you have now successfully launched?
I think of the old Nike slogan, "Just do it." The hardest part is getting started, and just every day just doing what you need to do. And that's, you're going to face challenges. People are going to tell you it's not possible, and that's the norm. More people will say that's a bad idea or that's not possible than those who say this is a great idea, go for it. And, you sort of just have to get past that, mentally. And say, you have to convince yourself that things will always be okay, right? Even in failure, you'll be able to find something else to do. And once you can get comfortable with that, then you could take that step forward to actually start the company and just start promoting the company, start working on the product. And as you start going, you have to keep your values in place. You have to remember it's all about the student experience in our particular case. More generally, it's all about the product. You know, you put together a good product, you know, that people like, then your startup has a shot at success.
I see. Now, at the NYDLA, we have pretty deep relationships with, must be over 300 of the Fortune 1000, and the common theme that we keep hearing at every meeting, every seminar, every webinar that we're on is the lack of coders. Everybody needs coders. There's such an opportunity for folks, for job placement, et cetera. Homeland Security specific speaks about cybersecurity and the lack of people that can participate. Do you have any plans to expand into areas such as cybersecurity?
Well, we're looking at a number of different areas to expand into. Obviously, that's one of them. We see a huge need in the marketplace for people who understand the cyber threat and understand how to deal with it.
Very good. Well, Jeremy, it seems like you're in the right place at the right time, and the entrepreneurial spirit is firing on all cylinders for you right now. Jeremy Snepper from the New York Code and Design Academy. The website is nycda.com. And you can find more information about the courses, the coding workshops, the schedules. I highly recommend you checking this out. Jeremy, thank you again for your time today.
Thank you, Tom. It was a lot of fun.
Very good. Everybody, this was another session of Coffee in the Clouds with the NYDLA. Take care.